ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former President Trump losing his bid in Florida this week to indefinitely delay his classified documents trial before the 2024 presidential election. But according to ABC's Ike Ajachi, his legal team says they're still looking forward to their day in court.
Florida federal judge Eileen Cannon has set a trial date for May 20th of next year, a compromise date later than prosecutors had sought, but sooner than Trump wanted, the date just months before the 2024 presidential election. Trump's campaign calling the trial date a setback for the DOJ, saying it gives his legal team time to fight.
Extreme heat today from California to Florida, with large swaths of the Southwest again enduring triple-digit temperatures. Authorities in Pennsylvania say they believe they found the body of a 2-year-old girl missing in floodwaters more than 30 miles away in a river in Philadelphia. The search for her brother continues. President Biden met with major artificial intelligence companies Friday, saying many have committed to add transparency and safety to their AI technology. This is ABC News. Friends, family, and dozens of law enforcement officers came together in Pequot Lakes, Minnesota, Saturday for the services honoring Fargo Police Officer Jake Whalen, who was killed last Friday when a gunman unexpectedly ambushed him and several other officers while they were investigating an unrelated traffic incident. Fargo Police Chief David Zablosky giving his final orders as commanding officer for Whalen.
Jake, you're a true hero. Rest easy, brother. We got it from here.
Meanwhile, the investigation continues into the man who allegedly killed Whalen and wounded two others in a civilian.
North Dakota Attorney General Drew Ringley now saying that 37-year-old Muhammad Barakat was planning an even bigger attack.
Going through all mass shooting events around the country, picking up what he could from reading about other events that have taken place.
Allegedly driven by hatred and wanting to kill at random, Barakat allegedly searched the internet for terms including explosive ammo and kill fast.
ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi. Dave Packer, ABC News.
They say the happiest cows come from Wisconsin.
You're really milking that.
We say some of the best radio does too. This is Extra Sharp Weekends on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A lot of people live in places in Wisconsin not served by a dentist. Mike Moan spoke with some people who say licensed dental therapists could close the gap.
The Kaiser Family Foundation says the U.S. needs to add nearly 12,000 dentists to close gaps in shortage areas. Wisconsin has 173 areas under that designation, leaving small-town residents and marginalized populations without options to keep their teeth healthy. Matt Crispin of the Children's Health Alliance of Wisconsin says the state has done a good job in building up certain types of care in underserved areas, but there are limitations.
We take portable equipment out into communities and provide a considerable amount of preventive care in about 1,100 schools across the state. Unfortunately, about 40% of those kids that we see in schools need follow-up care, so fillings, extractions.
Crispin says coordinating that follow-up care is often challenging. He hopes Wisconsin joins the list of states to approve a licensing program for dental therapists. Supporters say they do a lot of the same types of work as dentists, including restorative care, but their employment costs are more manageable. The American Dental Association opposes the idea, citing safety concerns. But backers say these programs provide extensive training. Dr. Frank Catalanato of the National Coalition of Dentists for Health Equity says dental therapists have proven effective in states like Minnesota, suggesting they can help families elsewhere who have to travel great lengths for oral care.
Now, mom or dad doesn't have to take 4 hours of time off from work at their hourly job to take the kid to the dentist.
Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather...
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It's Monday morning. Gilbert and Earl. Good morning, Earl.
Hey, good morning, Gilbert. How you doing, man?
I'm good, baby. I'm good.
You know, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Gilbert, man, I'm still trying to recover from this question that you're going to ask me later on in the show, man. My mind, you got my mind all tied up.
Before we go there,
I was looking at the New York Jets' first six games. Mm-hmm. And everybody talking about the New York Jets going to do this and the New York Jets going to do that because they've got Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Look at this schedule, Gilbert. Game one, the Buffalo Bills. Game two, the Dallas Cowboys. Game three, the New England Patriots. Game four, the Kansas City Chiefs. Game five, the Denver Broncos. Game six, the Philadelphia Eagles. Hey, Gilbert, did you hear what I just said? They could go 1-5.
Earl.
hey, Gilbert, the Bills, the Cowboys, the Patriots, the Chiefs, the Denver Broncos, and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Guess what, Earl?
What?
They all pissed off because all they've been hearing all offseason is Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. They all pissed off. And here's the killer part, Earl. It don't matter if you got Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. Let's say even if you had Devontae Adams at receiver, you got who's the best? Barry Sanders. No, he a man amongst boys. Let's say Emmitt Smith at running back. It won't matter if they ain't got that offensive line right.
But you
so did. He better hope his offensive line is right. Last year they wasn't now. He better hope, because it don't matter. We hoping that they is so he can play at 65% so we can get that draft pick.
But Gil.
He got to play all them snaps.
Gilbert, you heard those teams I rattled off. Those, yes. those are championship caliber.
Have you ever heard the Jets' name mentioned in any of those teams that you just mentioned?
No. Ever.
Okay, then.
So this is my point. The fact that the Buffalo Bills are considered a Super Bowl caliber team. The Dallas Cowboys, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wait. Dallas Cowboys ain't considered nothing.
Well, come on.
Come on, man.
They may not be, but they're not somebody.
Yeah, you need to put them at the bottom of this when you're talking. You should have said Buffalo, then the Chiefs. You should have said the Chiefs first.
Well, I went based on the days.
All of them?
The days they're going to play them.
All of them are in the same division, though, yeah, right?
Well, no, because, let's see, Buffalo is that in the division.
In a tough division, yes.
Yeah, and
Denver was in that division, too,
They played Denver, and they played the Philadelphia Eagles. They could very easily go 1-5.
No, that's six. That's you got to play them twice. Right there, yeah. Six right there. So 0-6 right now.
Well, you're not predicting 0-6. We're just saying, even with the great Aaron Rodgers, with a schedule like that, they could very easily wind up 1-5.
If their offensive line don't hold up, it's going to be 0-6. Now, don't give them the 1-5. If they ain't got a good offensive line, it's going to be 0-6. Because all them defenses you just rattled off.
Yeah, they're powerful defenses.
They got some defenses, man.
Yeah, they got some powerful defenses. And I would venture to say, Gilbert, I haven't seen other schedules, but I would pretty much say they got to have the toughest top 5 or 6 games of anybody in the NFL.
And I hate to say this, Earl, but there's a difference in conference play. Now, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, if you playing back then, if you play at Chicago twice, if you play in Detroit twice, and you play in Minnesota twice,
it's going to be hell.
It's a difference. Listen now, it's a difference when you play Philly twice and you play Buffalo twice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That MVP stuff going to come a little bit harder. Not saying that he can't do it. But dog, the competition of the schedule is gonna be different.
You know, man. Just looking at that, and even though all this great talk about the Eagle, Aaron Rodgers is like you said. We saw with the Packers last year. He's not gonna single-handedly be able to defeat these teams. These are the cream of the crop. And yes, man, when they look at that schedule, the fans probably, Gilbert, believing that Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to come and work miracles, but not with what I just ran down.
That's the thing, Earl. It's like, even though, Aaron Rodgers, it's a whole different thing, because what you used to see all those years ain't going to be the same out there with those teams. Because we didn't see Buffalo. We haven't seen Buffalo in years.
No, man, but we know Buffalo is the real deal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So when Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay, he know the tendencies. He know the teams. He know what he could do.
Right.
Now when you get out here with all these new guys, he got to change up his game.
So you mentioned something right at the top. You said, when the players see this and all the talk been about the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers, they get a little hype when they get ready to play him. Is that true?
Absolutely. They don't, you've been little brother for a long time, so you're supposed to know your place. But when the head dog like us, and then you got the Detroit Lions that's coming up, and they got all this locker room material, and they got, I'm this, I'm that. And they be like, wait a minute, man. we still pop around here. So it fuels the fire, and they go really try to say, hey, man, y'all know y'all place. You go get in your place come down Sunday.
Okay, so, man, like I said, man, I just looked at that schedule, and then they've got the New York and New York Giants again. They got the Chargers. They've got the Raiders. They got the Buffalo Bills again. They got the Miami Dolphins. They got the Atlanta Falcons. They've got Cleveland Browns. They got a tough schedule, man. They got a tough schedule. And so with all the excitement and all of that, and Aaron Rodgers coming, plus Aaron Rodgers is not any younger, Gil, but he got another year on him. You know, so that scrambling that he used to do, he wasn't doing it as much last year. And I'd venture to say that he ain't going to do it as much this year because, you know, with that scramble, Gilbert, and you get out of the pocket, a cat can kind of put a lick on you, can't he?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey. That's the thing when you say, don't you step across that line. It's full goal, brother.
Oh, so once you get past the line of scrimmage, you can be treated like a Raggedy Ann doll.
You can be treated like you owe me some money. And you ain't got it to me.
Hey, man.
Hey, we coming to collect, brother. and we hoping you don't slide. You cannot slide. That's why some of so many guys get in trouble because they know they're going to slide, so they're trying to get there before they don't slide. And just lean your feet. If you lean your feet, you can't stop the momentum, right?
Yeah, I know. Anyway, man, I wanted to go here right quick, man, before we moved on. Who is it, man? He played... this young man played for the Packers for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And what's his name? Come on. Armani Rogers. You remember him?
Yes.
Okay. You know what he said the NFL stands for?
What?
Not for long.
You right. I might have said that on this show at one time.
Oh, you? Yeah, man. He got 2 years in.
Yeah.
With the Packers, he said not for long.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of mentioned.
You can't take it for granted, man. You got to do everything you got to do to stay on board. You cannot be satisfied with just making it. You got to improve every year. I had to improve every year that I played for the Green Bay Packers, or I was going to lose my job and be gone.
Well, you know, man, they invest that money and you're excited about being there. And it's something called resting on your laurels that the old folk used to say, man, what you used to do. You can't, mm-hmm. That don't matter. Or what you did last year.
It don't matter because they don't want to pay you that money. They're going to do, oh, this guy cheaper. Well, he better start doing what he got to do. Or we gonna cheaper. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
some cat that's outstanding, and they're going to pay extra money to get him to play your position. It don't matter.
We got to go to the break. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, 844-967-2789. Man, I'm going to let you ask me that question. I'm going to think on it during the break. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Test your home. for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW. This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m., Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 a.m., WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 78. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 54. Tonight, partly cloudy. Highs around 79. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Low 80s Wednesday and Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Chance for scattered storms Thursday.
You know me. Are you comfortable?
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You could text us at that same number. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Gilbert, man, that question you asked, man, you want to ask that question, man. There was a question you said you wanted to ask of me, and my mind has not been able to stop working. Go ahead, ask the question, man.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Earl, because you know, we can live in a certain time and a certain place. You can learn a lot about a guy, you know.
Yeah, right.
About Boston, you know, and I wanted to ask you, you know, because it's so many people, and your list will change after you open your mouth. Your list will change, you know. Yeah. But living or dead, Earl. And I'm asking everybody out there in radio land, living or dead, if you had an opportunity to sit down with five people and eat dinner, who would that be?
You know, look, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. What are your lists? But Gilbert, you know, man, it's one of those questions that just turns your brain on and you can't turn it off. But here's my list. And number one, Jesus Christ.
You went there.
Well, hey, man, you said.
Listen, I don't want to eat dinner with him, Earl, because he's going to break it down to
you. But I do.
That's what, like Reggie said, he's going to put on that video. He's going to say, remember when you did this?
No, Jesus Christ is my list.
Okay, that's one.
Mother Teresa.
Oh my God.
That's two. Is number two. Dr. King.
Okay.
Is number three.
I got to take him off my list.
Thurgood Marshall. Former Supreme Court Justice.
Y'all got the same hairdo.
And and last but not least, he's living today. Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter. That's my list, and all of those people. Dedicated their lives to helping other people. That's my list, man. My list is predicated on people who gave their lives trying to make other people's lives better. It's what I try to do with my life. So that's why I chose the list that I chose.
That's wow. I mean that's a deep list. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to get that deep.
I know, man, but you when you ask the question like
that. It's your list.
Yeah, you really have to start thinking, man. That's a great question, Gilbert. It's an absolute. Look, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, Gilbert. Your list, man, your list.
Wow, man. I mean, my list is for learning. And the questions that I have and the admirement of what they have done.
Right.
At the top of my list would be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow, man.
He is to me one of the most interesting guys through his work and his determination to be somebody. You know what I'm saying? He to me is a very interesting guy, and I would love to sit down and break bread with him and pick his mind.
He was and is, you know, a man who's accomplished a whole lot in his life, man.
Yeah. My number two would be Denzel Washington.
That's another look. Denzel is without question a guy, man, who's more than an actor.
Yes,
yeah,
he's humanitarian, yeah. and
brilliant, a brilliant human being, man.
Yes, and one of the questions I would ask him is, "How did you get so pretty?"
Wait a minute, man.
Okay, so
let me say this, man. In my day.
My third guy will be President Obama. I would love to sit down and have dinner with him. And I know he's a Bear guy. He loves the Chicago Bears and all that other stuff.
I can't.
But still, I mean, just what he been through and how did he do what he did.
Right.
You know, my fourth guy will be another one of my favorite actors, Kurt Russell.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former President Trump losing his bid in Florida this week to indefinitely delay his classified documents trial before the 2024 presidential election. But according to ABC's Ike Ajachi, his legal team says they're still looking forward to their day in court.
Florida federal judge Eileen Cannon has set a trial date for May 20th of next year, a compromise date later than prosecutors had sought, but sooner than Trump wanted. The date just months before the 2024 presidential election. Trump's campaign calling the trial date a setback for the DOJ, saying it gives his legal team time to fight.
Extreme heat today from California to Florida, with large swaths of the Southwest again enduring triple-digit temperatures. Authorities in Pennsylvania say they believe they found the body of a 2-year-old girl missing in floodwaters more than 30 miles away in a river in Philadelphia. The search for her brother continues. President Biden met with major artificial intelligence companies Friday, saying many have committed to add transparency and safety to their AI technology. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I'd never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock to my tape
all right,
pop. Smoking weed
back
and bamboo.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger is in full effect as Gilbert is on the case. So, before we went to break, phone lines open again at 844-967-2789. Gilbert asked me a question that I still knocking around in my brain, man. You know, you asked me if I could pick out five people alive or deceased that I would choose to sit down and sup with. Who would they be? And you, I gave my list and you gave me yours. And let's go over yours again.
First, I had Arnold Schwarzenegger. Second, I had Denzel Washington. Third, I had Obama. Fourth, I had Kurt Russell. My fifth is a twofer. My father passed away in 1992, and my brother passed away in 2012. I would love to have one more dinner with those two.
Oh, man.
One more dinner.
Oh, man. That's, you know, you really opened up a can of worms with that, man, because, you know, having lost five sisters and brothers, you know, you really do hit on a point or a spot that really, man, chokes you up because, you know, when you lose those people you love, which we realize is a part of life, you know, and in accepting, having to accept that makes us, you know. But man, I'm at a loss for words with that, man, because it makes me think about my own life and my loved ones that are no longer here. But yeah, it's a great point, Gilbert.
It's a different thing when it's immediate family,
right?
You understand? I mean, if you got a cousin or somebody that's kind of, you know, but somebody you grew up with,
right?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it makes an impression.
Let me ask you, man. It shows a different side of you, because to even ask that question means that, you know, that you kind of, your mind is in a whole, that's a whole different stratosphere than football, right? And so part of why, you know, we wanted to do Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger was to introduce people to the other side of who you are. And so asking the question, that question really shows a caring, thoughtful person who really, you know, is able to look at life and put it in perspective. So I want to thank you for asking the question, man, because, you know, it's already led me to want to do the rest of my show and asking that question to the audience, because, and spend the next whole hour opening that up, because that really, man, is, it's, man, it's, I'm almost at a loss for words.
Yeah, it makes you think, girl. You know what I'm saying? It makes you think. It makes you remember.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, Earl, I'd be in the car by myself hours at times.
Right.
And my mind wonders, you know?
Yeah.
So I actually, here's a deep question for you, Earl, and Radio Land, you know, since we talk about life. When your eyes close for the last time, what happens?
What happens?
You ever thought about that? When your eyes close for the last time, what happens?
You mean what happens to you or me? Or
what happens, Earl? We talking about what happens.
Well, if your life, eyes close, well, the life that we know. And this, all this can be is based on conjecture and opinion. The life that we know ends. What happens, you know, and the physical body begins to deteriorate because the essence of who a person really is not in the physical.
I know that, Earl. I know all that. I'm asking you because I know you don't know.
No, nobody knows. I know.
When you close your eyes, what happens? I wonder about that.
Well,
I wonder, do when you close your eyes, do you still hear the last things as you going away? Do you see light? Do you see fire?
Well, there are people
who, you know, some people, do you see fire when your eyes close?
Well, there are people who will say that they've experienced that before, and they were and that they were on the way back. But Gilbert, this is a little bit too heavy.
I know. I'm just putting it out there, man. But I got another topic we can talk about.
But go, I mean, I got something else to talk about too, but go ahead. What's the topic you want to talk
about? Let's talk about them two boys that I've been pushing forever to get into this Hall of Fame that they call. And we got two guys on deck. You ever seen Life? You ever seen Life, that movie Life?
Yeah, come on, man.
With Martin Lawrence. Man, with Martin Lawrence.
One of the great, and Eddie Murphy, one of the greatest movies Eddie ever Murphy. Made. One of the greatest movies ever made.
I love it when they say, you on deck.
Yep.
You on deck. You on deck. And then my man Eddie Murphy said, or you could be going to the upper room. Yeah. But I'm saying these two guys are on deck from the Green Bay Packers. I'm talking about my man that I've been pushing forever. Sterling Sharp is now a semifinalist for the NFL Hall of Fame, along with a dude that got a street named after him in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Who is that?
Mike Holmgren.
So let me say,
I'm just waiting on my street. I'm just saying.
So let me say why. Sometimes you wonder, well, why is it so important that people wind up in Hall of Fames? Why are there Hall of Fames? Why is that important? And I can tell you why it's important.
Why is it important?
As a guy who is never going to be in any Hall of Fame. But let me tell you why it's important, Gilbert.
Yeah.
It's important because a lot of people live and die. And there's only a select few that will ever be remembered forever. And that's the people in the halls of fame. All the people who live and die and are forgotten. Doesn't matter. People do a lot of different things, but they're forgotten. But when you make the Hall of Fame, it's not just an ego thing, man. It's a fact. Listen, they still talk about Don Hutson, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long ago Don Hutson been dead? Come on, man. How many generations have come and gone, and they still talk about Don Hutson?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Don Hutson didn't play by himself the last time I checked, Gilbert.
Right.
He played with a lot of other guys, right?
Right.
The only one they talk about from that era is Don Hutson, you know. And so that Hall of Fame, let me ask you, because you in the Hall of Fame. Are you in the Hall of Fame at Kansas?
Yes.
Okay. You in the Hall of Fame at Green Bay? You in the Hall of Fame at your high school?
Yes.
Okay. So what does that mean to you?
It means everything, man, because not long did I do something, my hard work, I got recognized for. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's kind of like when you go to work every day, you finally be employee of the month. You can hang that on your wall and be proud of that.
Right.
That's what I do. You know, I went to a gig the other day, right? And I walked in, and everybody's in there. It was a Moose Lodge. So it's a lot of older people in there.
The Moose Lodge. Wait a minute. Gilbert Brown going to the Moose Lodge.
And hey, they had some good fried fish up in there. They had some good fried fish up in there.
Hey, where was it at, man?
It was a catfish, too, dog.
I know. Where was it at?
Oh, my God. I knew you was going to ask me that. It was in
Wisconsin?
Yeah, it was in Wisconsin. Okay. It was in West Bend. So I walked in there, right, and all these people, you know, and they, hey.
Right.
And this old lady come up to me. She says, "Why ain't you got your Packers shirt on? What's wrong with you?" You know, and I'm quick on my feet now. I'm quick on my feet, girl. I said, "Ma'am, if you worked at Burger King every day, would you want to walk around after you get off of work with your Burger King shirt on?" She looked at me and she said, "You're right.
Yeah,
so get out of the way, ma'am."
So just the fact that to reach those pinnacles in life, all these people who play football, only a handful, man. And that's what you're talking about with Mike Holmgren now. That's what you're talking about with Sterling Sharp.
Let me say this, Earl. You did everything in between those lines. Now, let's say you 50, 60, shouldn't even be this long. All you got now, or all you holding on to now, is to get that gold jacket. I can rest in peace after I get that gold jacket. It's a guy, I'm talking about Sterling, because we need to help get him in there. But it's another guy. He's damn near on his deathbed, and he should have been in there. And I'm talking about Steve Mongo McMichael of the Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah.
He got ALS. He should have been in there before that. Now, I probably will never get in there because I run my mouth too much. Or my stats ain't good. I don't know. But what I do know is if these guys got the power to get these guys in before they can't see it theirself, they notorious for giving you that honor
after you're gone.
After you're gone.
Right.
How about we give them that honor when they deserve it?
So you talk about Mongo McMichael, number 75 for the Chicago Bears. He was a monster. 76. He was a monster. He was an absolute monster, Gilbert. And so why do you think that, and he was on the Super Bowl Bears. So why do you think McMichael is, you know, is not? Well, look how long it took Jerry Kramer, man.
I'm not saying just because his play. He's one of those Cro-Magnon dudes that used to take your head off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was back when they were still doggone their head slapping.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? He deserves it, Earl. Come on, man.
You know.
Him at Earl.
Listen, we got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digging. A little emotional this morning, man. You really touched on some things. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP, that's 833-947-8727, or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Radio.com.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number, under the helmet with the Gravedigger. You know, Gravedigger, man, my head is still spinning from that question, and it probably will be for some time now as I wrestle with that. But for those of you who are just joining us, the Gravedigger asked me earlier about if you had a chance to sit down and have dinner with five people, who would that be, live or dead? And so, but anyway, let's get back, man, to, you know, even the Ring of Honor, the Hall of Fame at Lambeau Field, George Kuntz, man. What do we need to do to get George Kuntz in there, man?
Oh, my God.
Dr. George Kuntz. And you know, and, man, just a good man. Oh, man, brilliant guy. Was a hell of a football player. What do we need to do to – maybe we can make that happen, right?
We need to, man. And I'm glad you said, George, because I met another great linebacker this weekend. Another great man
right. This
week. You know, I
Hall
got –
Hall of Famer.
When I got to hang out with Mr. – you hear what I said?
Right.
Mr. Mike Singletary. He's a Chicago Bear, but sometimes when you see greatness, you got to respect greatness, no matter what that helmet was.
Right.
And Mr. Singletary was a great linebacker, but oh my God, he's a great human being. He is a great human being, man. And to be into the NFL Hall, he got a gold jacket. He got a gold jacket, well-deserved gold jacket. Because he kicked a lot of tail, you know, leading into that. It's right. Singletary. My homeboy, George Kuntz, was another great middle linebacker. Great, you know. But I don't, I mean, it's many guys. It's a list of guys I wish was in there.
Let me ask you, man. Middle linebackers, they don't play 4-3s as much anymore, right?
No.
So the game has changed.
Yes.
And so that guy who used to command the middle.
Yeah.
And
he has to be a bigger athlete now.
Yeah, he has to be a much bigger athlete. And yeah. they play a lot more, 3-4s.
Yeah.
And which means that middle, you know, you got two inside linebackers, two outside linebackers. And so it's not much. That's more of a passing kind of defense, right?
Right, right.
Because they're not running the ball like they used to.
Passing and blitzing more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just like in that essence, you know, the fullback was being phased out of the game.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? The game evolves. So the linebacker has to be able to cover and blitz, not just fill the hole now.
Right.
If you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's more of a hybrid
mm-hmm.
kind of guy. He's a linebacker, and he got to be a lineman. So he got to be a big, pretty big guy, right?
Yeah. He got to be physical. He got to be
fast.
But he got to be smart. Remember what I said, 90% mental.
Right.
10% physical.
He's got to be able to read the play as quickly as he can so he doesn't put himself in a position
be out of position.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if he's out of position, all hell breaks loose.
But here's the key. Here's the key, Earl. Mike Singletary can play in both eras. George Kuntz can play in both areas.
But
physical, fast, and smart.
So you look at the difference in their physical size.
No,
I'm saying Mike Singletary, a lot smaller physical guy than George Kuntz, right?
Yeah. But then again, you got to look at Sam Mills.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Sam Mills, 5'5", 5'9".
And he could play in this and that era. Just because it ain't their size, it's their heart and their determination up here in the head.
You know, Gilbert, when I always hear that, I always say, wait a minute. Size does matter. Because if you're a little guy, and you got a 340-pound offensive, because a 300-pound offensive lineman that, you know, is built like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he coming at you. You got to be able to use your hands and kind of get out of there, right? Littler guy, he got to be smart.
I have seen with my own eyes on two occasions with these two linebackers, them three linebackers I'm talking about. When the offensive guard come out 6'3", 6'4", 350 pounds, I've seen them drop them to a knee. I have seen it. Earl, it don't matter how big the dog is how much the fight is in the dog. So
is that getting up? You don't want to get up under a guy like that. I mean, what can you – You're not physically stronger than a guy like that, Gilbert.
You have to get up under the guy. If you standing over top of the guy, he gonna get you. It's all about leverage.
Okay.
Leverage counts.
Okay.
And if leverage you up under his chin, and you bring in thunder.
And leverage is getting up under him.
Getting up under him. Yes. If you standing over top of him, your legs are too straight. You ain't got no strength in your base.
Okay.
You got to have strength in your base to do things, Earl. I ain't never met no dude standing up like trying to block somebody. I ain't never seen that.
Yeah, so that's where they get the leverage from. But when there's a big guy like that, don't you have to, you can't fool around trying to get around him because the player get beyond you, right? You got to take him on. Is that what you're saying?
Because they smart. Because offensive linemen are taught. If you get into it, engage with a guy, and he starts to go to the left, you ain't got to do all that work. Just push him to the left. He going to use your momentum to go where he wants you to go.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You got to be able to take him on, find the ball, get rid of him, and make the tackle.
You know, man, we're getting closer to the season and to camp. And so our whole thing going to change with Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger.
Yeah, it's football time.
Because we're going to be right into football, and you're going to see a major change in all of that. But until then, man, I'm enjoying, having these conversations with you, dear brother.
You got to, Earl. I'm a cool dude, man.
Yeah.
Cool dude.
I'm still not accepting the fact that you didn't include me as one of the top five you want to have dinner with.
Yeah, me and you going to sit around and eat some popcorn and watch some TV.
Hey, I'm only joking. We got to run, man. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, man. Love it. Love you.
And, love you, brother.
And we'll be back. Got to go
to Calvin, I'll holler at you.
844-967-2789.
Tell Big Sandy I said what's
up.
We'll
be right back.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect... You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on ABC the Civic News, Media
I'm
app.
Dave Pack.